Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you on the other side of the glass. John Couch, engineering and producing the show. And together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster program. It is Monday. It's the 19th of July, 2021. A big shout out and happy birthday to my longtime assistant, Rosemary Brandt. Rose started with me on the TV show when I was over at Channel 6. She was with me for 5 years, and she's been handling all of our IT support for our program for the past, well, since we started the radio project 10 and a half years ago. So, Rose, happy birthday to you. We are in our 11th year here on the radio in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. The radio station is 1030. It's Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. Our call letters are KVOI, The Voice. Worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. We have all of our thanks to the work that Rose does. We get all of our programs up for you, and they're available on the podcast. Usually the show is posted within about an hour or so of the maybe 2 hours of the conclusion of the broadcast. The Buckmaster Show Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. And our title sponsor for our Monday political face-off is Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We love Moe and his family. They've been in town and doing great framing work and showing some wonderful art at the gallery since 1985. They're right next door to Copenhagen, Fort Lowell, and Dodge. And I'm also happy with their beautifully revamped website, moesgallery.com. I've actually got a couple of items up there, some beautiful old maps from my collection that are available. If you want to take a look, moesgallery.com. All right, let's get into our Monday political face-off. Bonnie Heidler is with us, and we welcome Bonnie. She is new to the face-off, and she is the chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Bonnie, how are you?
Great. Thanks, Bill.
When were you elected chair?
I was elected in 2020.
Yeah, 2020. So you've been in
December.
About 6 months. And we have one of our regulars for the face-off, one-time congressional candidate, current chair of the Pima County Republican Party, and a school board member of the Continental School District, Shelley Kice. Shelley, how many members are on that board?
Five. We have five school board members.
Okay. And it's a small school district.
Small school district, but very, very successful school district in that we kept our doors open last year for face-to-face instruction 5 days a week.
Really?
Yes.
Through the whole pandemic?
After Christmas, we did virtual for 2 weeks to give everybody time to come home from holiday and get healthy, make sure you're healthy.
Yeah.
We brought everybody back in. Yeah, it's been very successful.
Bonnie, I know you're not at all happy with the legislative session that concluded a couple of weeks ago. It was a session that went almost, I've been around over 30 years, and they usually don't go right up until the last minute. This was one of, they used to call it in the old days, stop the clock sessions. I can remember actually some sessions where they actually would stop the clock at midnight on June 30th. And they didn't conclude the session till 4 or 5 in the morning. So, but anyway, this session went right up until the end. And I know you're not happy with it. What was your big complaint?
Well, a couple things. One first complaint is some of the voter suppression laws that have been signed in. Those are very disconcerting because it's kind of based on a lie that there really wasn't any kind of fraud that happened, and if there was any, is very, very, very small. And it feels like an overreaction to something that didn't really occur.
Will it hurt Democrats, these new measures that were
potentially
passed?
Potentially,
yeah. In the 2022 election, are you worried about some of the...
Yeah, it will hurt Democrats, but I also think it'll hurt Republicans.
Hmm.
Everybody has to follow the same law, and so there's a possibility. To me, voting isn't Republican or Democrat. Voting is American.
Shelley, what do you think? I think you, I know you're going to have a different opinion on that.
Well, I do have a different opinion. I don't see it as voter suppression. I see it as voter security. I'm very proud of our legislature and the work that they did, particularly President Senator Fan. And I don't see anything that makes voting more secure a bad thing. I know one of the concerns, of course, this is, and remember, Attorney General Brnovich just won in the Supreme Court. So there is a great deal of discussion that we could have about all these different issues. But anything that makes the vote more secure can't be a bad thing. Asking people not to go collect massive amounts of ballots and turn them in, that doesn't sound like a bad thing to me. So I'm a little bit confused with why people would think it's a bad thing. I call it voter security. I think the most important thing we can do is secure our voter system. And I'm very proud of what our legislators did this year.
But Bonnie, you feel it's an assault on democracy. Is that correct?
Yes.
Why do you feel that way?
Well, not only assault on democracy, but let's talk about collecting ballots.
Okay.
There are places, rural places, where it's very difficult to be able to go and vote and or deliver your ballot. So if somebody and people maybe lower income, don't have transportation, ability to get somewhere, maybe older, maybe ill, and still want to vote. So that was one way that people could still get their vote when somebody would help to be able to do that. So I do feel that, you know, it's not security. It doesn't feel like security. It feels like a reaction to something like the fraud. It is a reaction to something that isn't really happening. There hasn't been anything that's really been found in the audit that is that shows that there was some sort of voter suppression or voter fraud, I should say.
Was this necessary, Shelley, this audit up in Maricopa County? Why?
Well, it was necessary, I think, because a majority of people in the state of Arizona just are concerned about whether or not it was a free and fair audit. But, you know, one thing I'm so proud of our legislators for doing is addressing the exact issue that Bonnie just mentioned. And that is, if you are an older person and maybe can't get out to vote, or you're in a rural area, there is nothing that stops someone from taking your ballot and turning it in. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're talking about when we talk about ballot harvesting. So it's, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that that was addressed in one of the legislations to address the concerns that the chairwoman mentioned. So as we start taking a look at all of these initiatives, again, I go back to ensuring that everyone gets one vote and that we are able to ensure that vote is counted. So, yeah, and you know what? Every system needs to be looked at every now and then. If you work in a hospital, every now and then people are going to get together and say, okay, let's look at this process of checking people into the hospital. What's the most efficient way we can do it? What steps can we save? Where do we have some risk? How can we mitigate the risk? It's just good business. And it's disappointing that we're not doing it all the time. It's continuous process improvement. It's good business. And our legislature should be looking at that all the time.
Well, if it ain't broke, why fix it? There was nothing that was broken with this particular election. It feels like we're fixing something that didn't happen. And we're wasting resources on doing that for no reason.
Well, we don't know it's not broken yet. We don't know that. We haven't seen the report.
Talking about the Maricopa County audit?
Yeah. There were three audits prior to that did not find one problem.
Well, and it all depends on what we're talking about when we talk about audits. in auditing, we talk about financial audits, performance audits, compliance audits. And so we can look at this audit in many different ways. And so you can say we had three audits. Well, I mean, if I gave you my wallet and asked you to audit my wallet, you could count the money in my wallet and say that's good. But do you know, in fact, that that is legal tender? It could, in fact, be conspiracy or what do you call that?
Counterfeit.
Could be counterfeit money. Now, however, you did
I
do
would
a
take,
financial.
If it was, I would, if it was, if I was, you know where I'm going.
Yeah,
with
I know
this.
Exactly where I you're
mean,
going.
I mean, if it, I was auditing your wallet, I would have one of those pens that they use at the Safeway or whatever, right. And I'd hold it up to the light. And I don't know if it's some kind of pen that, like a brown streak or something. I'd see if it was counterfeit. But funny money. How's that?
That's right. There you go, Bill. But you've just made my point. And my point is, if we were to audit your cash register, we would count the cash. If we were to audit the currency, we would use another technique. So when we're talking about audits, yeah, we may have had three, but we're having a forensic audit. And right now, sitting here speaking as a licensed forensic examiner, I think that they've done what they needed to do.
Bonnie, it's been a waste of time as far as you're concerned, though.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to pause right here. It is our Monday political face-off. Bonnie Heidler is with us, the chairwoman of the Pima County Democratic Party, and Shelley Keiss, the Republican Pima County chairwoman, with us as well. Shelley is seated appropriately to my right, and Bonnie is to my left. It is our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Stop by Moe's Gallery. They're at Fort Lowell and Dodge and on the web at moesgallery.com. Be right back.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowell and Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson. Tucson International Airport.
The Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 15 years of project delivery to the Greater Tucson region. As promised, the RTA has delivered nearly 900 projects from its 20-year 2006 voter-approved Regional Transportation Plan, which is funded by a half-cent RTA tax. The RTA is committed to deliver the remaining plan projects. Learn more about the RTA's economic benefits at rtamobility.com.
Why is mining so important? It's the foundation of everything that defines a society. Everything you see is a product of mining. No matter when, no matter how, no matter why, every society on this planet has developed, grown, and modernized based solely on the minerals it could process. That, my friend, is why mining is so important.
Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Reed Park Zoo is now open for wildlife walks, a modified guest experience, prioritizing social distancing and safety. To find out more about all the changes and the new safety precautions now in place, visit reedparkzoo.org. The community-approved 10-year master plan ensures that your zoo's future is brighter than ever before. We've missed you, and so have the animals. They're waiting to welcome you back to the Reed Park Zoo.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. My name's Bill Buckmaster, and we are in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Our face-off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I take all of my things over, all the things that I need framed, and Moe and his family do such a beautiful job over there. Not only do they have they do all the gallery work there for your framing, but they also have beautiful custom frame mirrors. We've got a couple at our place, some bathroom mirrors from Mo, and they look fantastic. And it's an art gallery, so check it out. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and on the web at moesgallery.com. Bonnie Heidler is here. Bonnie is the chairwoman. She was elected the chairwoman of the Democratic Party of Pima County last December, and Shelley Kice is the Republican Party chairwoman in Pima County, and you were elected, as I recall, Shelley, was it January?
No, December as well.
Oh, it's December as well. Mm-hmm. So, Bonnie, why did you want to be the chair?
That's a good question, Bill.
You were the LD10.
I was LD10 chair.
Chair, right.
I wanted.
Did you kind of get drafted, or?
Well, a little bit of both. I wanted to be able to do some things at the county level that at the LD level are a little different. It's a wider span. Mm-hmm. We were able to do some additional things that I was hoping we'd be able to get into, such as we were talking. Younger people. And yeah. As we were talking about that, that's one of the things that I put in place is a young task force. And they've been getting together, and they've been doing things and trying to recruit some more young people to become either PCs or volunteers.
How about you, Shelley? What were some of your goals?
Well, I had three goals when I ran as the chairman, and one of them was to empower PCs and to increase communication. So that those were two of them. We've been able to do that. We've increased our communication. I was very fortunate. My board is actually a young board. One of the first challenges that I had was having a babysitter at a board meeting. And I thought, you know what, make this my biggest problem. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of our board members, have young children. And so that's good news for us. Just getting out there and getting people involved. I'm really, really excited. I want to give a shout out to Legislative District 9 and in particular Alan Nichols. They actually had an event this weekend in Legislative District 9. They had 25 people out registering voters, getting PCs. And then we had Chairman Chris Ackerley from mm-hmm. LD3 giving a class on parliamentary procedure. And so we had another 25 people in there. And I was talking to someone this morning and I said, you know, I just look around the county and I count up the number of events and the number of active engagements we had going this weekend. And it was a pretty exciting Saturday morning. So,
yeah.
So we are starting to see some real engagement in the community.
And I too have a very young board also, and that was one of the things I did run on too, is bringing, as I said, younger people in. And, you know, we always have activities going on. Same for us. This particular Saturday was one of our fundraisers, Climate Action Now.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a very busy weekend also.
Well, and Bonnie, you do have, you're coming into this with the registration advantage, at least in the city of Tucson, is very Democratic. But outside of the city of Tucson, Republicans can certainly hold their own, Shelley Kice?
Well, it's interesting because yeah. The county
right.
has, the Democrats have a 20,000 voter advantage.
Okay.
In the county. But what we're seeing in our community, if we look at Pima County as a whole, people are fleeing Tucson. Mm-hmm. They're fleeing Tucson, and they're moving to the surrounding areas like Marana, Oro Valley, Sahuarita, Vail. And those communities tend to lean a little bit more to the right. Many of them are nonpartisan. Their city councils are nonpartisan, but mm-hmm. but they tend to be a little bit more right-leaning. And it goes to the fact that that's where we see the leadership and the good governance of schools, community resources, streets, less crime. And so that's a real issue that needs to be addressed in Pima County.
Well, and I believe we are addressing those issues. Yes, it is a Democratic-leaning city council, but they are addressing all of those issues as they come up. So I don't really see that the reason for people fleeing is because there'll be less crime. People move because people want to move. And I do agree that those areas are a little more right-leaning than they are here in the city of Tucson.
Have you given up, Shelley, on the city of Tucson as far as putting up candidates in the, it's an all-city council, all-Democrat city council? Are you putting your resources elsewhere?
We did for the 2021 race. We will not be for 2023.
Okay.
I am very confident that people don't move just because they feel like moving. They move because they don't feel like they have good schools to send their children to. They don't feel safe out on the streets. The crime is rising. We are on target in Tucson to more than double our crime in 2020. Our drugs, and of course, these are national problems as well. And I wouldn't necessarily call the city of Tucson left-leaning. It is left. It is all the city council candidates are left. The mayor is certainly a Democrat. So that's not left-leaning. It is a Democrat council and mayor. And that's fine. But what I am starting to see is I'm starting to see people saying, you know what, I don't feel good here anymore. And I would like to live in Tucson, but I don't feel safe here. And, you know, all we have to do is watch the police blog on Sunday afternoon to know that the city of Tucson is in very dangerous trouble.
Shelley, let me ask you, is the Republican Party, at least here in Pima County, is it open to people who are not Trump supporters?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Republican, I always tell folks, the Republican Party is a big tent. Sometimes, and Bonnie, I'll bet that offline you and I would agree with this, it feels like a three-ring circus in both parties. But it is a big tent,
yeah.
And there are no corners to hide in, and there's a large center ring to shout your platform from. So you don't have to be a Trump supporter. You don't have to be a supporter of anyone, except you have to believe in the values of the Republican Party. And that's where we are. And we are welcoming a lot of people. We've seen a surge in involvement in the party. We are voluntarily staffed 5 days a week from 9 to 3. We're just seeing a great increase in not just involvement, but engagement, which is the metric I use.
Do you have a walk-in headquarters?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. And it's located at?
It's at 1740 East Fort Lowell.
Okay. What about you and the Democrats?
Yes, we have a headquarters. We own the building.
Mm-hmm. Where are you located?
We're located at 4639 East First Street.
Okay.
Swan and First.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll ask you the same kind of people. That was about Donald Trump and the Republican Party. But when people think of Democrats, maybe they're thinking, well, they're all left wing, far left progressives. Not true.
No,
okay.
Not true. Not true.
Yeah.
We also are a big tent.
Uh-huh.
And we also have people who are very moderate. Let's say that.
Centrist.
Centrist, mm-hmm. as well as progressives. Mm-hmm. And the three-winged circus is probably a kind of a good way to look at that. When you have all these voices, it's herding kitties, right? It's mm-hmm. trying to get everybody to at least move in the same direction, which they do based on the values, just mm-hmm. as, you know, Shelley was saying, based
on
New our
York,
Democratic
they're
values.
Moving perhaps more to a centrist Democrat as mayor. Do you see that as a hopeful sign? Is that what you would like the Republic or the Democratic Party here to be, more of a... centrist party?
I think what I would like is not whether it's centrist or progressive. I think what it is living the values and promoting the values that Democrats believe in. That's what I want. And that's in how what we're talking about in the end, whether it's centrist or progressive, is how do you go about getting those values mm-hmm. out there?
All right. And your website, Shelley, why don't you put that out there for the Republican Party?
PEMAGOP.org.
How about the Democratic Party?
PEMADEMS.org.
Okay. So there you go. Thank you very much. Good to see you, Shelley. And try to stay cool. You grew up in Panama, and the weather right now feels very Panamanian.
Yes,
very,
it does.
Very Panamanian out there. And Bonnie, good luck. It's great to welcome you to the program.
Thank you.
All
it's
right.
great to be here.
Thank you. The Buckmaster Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Check out Moe and their revamped, updated website, and that is moesgallery.com. If you'd like to walk in and visit them, and they hope you will, they're at Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen. All right, we have Pima County Supervisor Dr. Matt Hines. He'll be joining us on our live line, which is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, right after the break.
Enjoy the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley. Savor the view while sipping on locally brewed craft beer and enjoying gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, at West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehops.com.
Have you ever imagined how your life would be without the modern conveniences you rely on every day? Everything you need depends entirely on products produced from mining. Without mining, think Stone Age. Your work commute might be a bit slower, but you could still have social media. Bathing shouldn't be a problem, but it won't be in a tub. So unless you're a caveman, you can see everything that enriches your life depends on the many miracles from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things is located at 3384 East River Road, and things are looking really green over at Green Things, just like they're looking really good in my backyard, where unofficially, it's not exactly give or take maybe a half an inch, but we're guessing maybe 4 to 5 inches of rain at the Buckmaster household since maybe the last two and a half weeks. So that's looking really good. Green Things, 13-acre site, also home to Zocalo. Zocalo has that wonderful merchandise from Mexico. Jan and Jack, the owners, do those buying trips to Mexico, and they bring back really beautiful treasures from Mexico, Latin America, and there's some European items as well. The five shops are at Zocalo Village, which is on the Green Things property, the website greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's go now on the live line. At least once a month, we like to check in with all of our Pima County supervisors, all five of them on the board. It's very important that they address the people of Pima County, and the Buckmaster Show is a good vehicle to do that. So let's welcome now Dr. Matt Hines on the live line. Dr. Hines, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks so much for providing the forum.
Well, I try to do this to try to keep it keep people informed of what's going on. And I'll tell you, right at the top of the agenda today is let's look at what's going on with the new infections surging, adding to the concern that this pandemic is not over. And I'm very concerned. You look at Wall Street. I'm not alone, Dr. Hines, in this concern that this Delta variant, which was first identified in India late last year, is not only going to put a lot of Americans not only in the hospital, but losing their lives, but it's going to, if it keeps up, slow down the economic recovery. Are you on board with what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I share your concerns. And this is actually why at the last board meeting, when the board voted by a vote of 3-2 to end the emergency declaration in Pima County with regard to the pandemic, I was very vocally opposed to that because I did not see this as being a done deal. You know, we can't declare mission accomplished just yet, especially with that Delta variant. That it shreds people that have even one of two doses, right? If you're fully vaccinated, you have pretty solid immunity against Delta. But if you just have partial immunity because you've only gotten one of your two doses, you're basically not protected. And I don't think people understand that. And that's what I really want to get out there.
And we had Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, over the weekend telling Face the Nation on CBS that he believes that most Americans, Dr. Hines, who are unprotected will likely contract the rapidly spreading Delta variant. That's not good news.
No, and he's a very, very smart person. He has done this. He knows exactly what he's talking about. And I certainly share his concerns and have the same worries.
You've got 90 million, Dr. Hines, 90 million Americans who are eligible, who could take the shot, are not going to get it. I don't understand it, why you would put your life on the line, why you would take a chance on winding up in an emergency room and then in a hospital on a ventilator. I don't get it. Let me hear what you say about why is this going on? Is it strictly political, do you think, or what?
Well, there have always been maybe 10% or so of folks that are just, they're opposed, not necessarily for political reasons. They're just, they do not embrace vaccinations for whatever reason. I think add to that roughly another 10% that maybe are more along the lines of, you know, having had this politicized and turned into this, you know, hyper-partisan issue, which it should never be. It's public health and it's protecting you and your family from potentially fatal illness. That's what it comes down to. And then, but there's a very large group of persuadable folks that maybe they haven't gotten around to it, whether it's just because they're working two or three jobs or they don't understand why it's a priority. These are folks that are absolutely people that are going to, they'll listen to reason, they understand things, and when it's presented to them, I think we can still convince a lot of these folks to do it. And in Pima County, we don't have to convince a heck of a lot more. We have just over 50% of the entire county population is fully vaccinated. I'm stressing that number, fully vaccinated, because I don't like reporting on, yes, it's over 70%, right, it's 71%. That are 18 and up that have been partially vaccinated. I don't like that because you're excluding children and you're counting people that have one of two vaccines as being protected, which they are not. So I keep it to the CDC data, which shows us right around 52% of the entire county has been fully vaccinated. We can get to 70% fully vaccinated, but we just need to make sure people understand the information and it's readily available. And my biggest concern with ending the emergency declaration was that sends the wrong message to the county residents, you know, saying that, you know, we feel things are safe enough that we can end this emergency declaration. That takes away the urgency with getting vaccinated when we should be, frankly, escalating that. We should be making it more urgent and more important for people to really prioritize and get this done.
Dr. Hines, in light of what we're seeing with this resurgence of COVID, are you going to reintroduce a resolution to reexamine whether we need to go back to restrictions?
Absolutely. I'm going to be talking about this in our upcoming meeting on August 10th. I can't, because I oppose the decision, I can't actually push to reconsider the exact agenda item where we ended the declaration. But I can certainly, in the section of our meetings, which we have an ongoing section about the COVID situation, the pandemic, we will be discussing that again, and I will be proposing that we go ahead and put that back into force. Because you'll note that Governor Ducey in the state of Arizona, there still is an emergency order in place for the governor, and yet Pima County kind of went a little rogue and I think prematurely declared our emergency at an end when we see that, you know, our cases are creeping up. We're at 50, I think it's 50 to 52 new cases per 100,000 residents over the course of a week, which is how the CDC reports that. That number was down in the 20s and 30s before. So there's an uptick there. And we haven't seen a huge number of folks going into the hospital, but there's been a very slight uptick in hospitalizations, which I attribute to the Delta variant.
And we are open to all opinions here, and Paul is going to give us a comment on our live line. Paul is going to respond to why folks aren't getting the vaccination. Paul, why aren't they getting it?
Yes, I can only comment about the companies that I have, but many folks, particularly women, have told me that they are not getting the shots because our Vice President, Harris, made a comment that she will never take the vaccination because it was developed under President Trump, and they will definitely not take it. Now, I'm sure the politician on your program is very aware of this fact, and I'd like him to answer it.
Well, I'll let Dr. Hines go ahead. Go ahead, Dr. Hines.
Sure, and thank you for the comment, Paul. I was not aware that the Vice President had made any statement to that effect. And I believe that we have, I think we even have footage of her being vaccinated, as former Vice President Biden.
I believe there is footage of. I believe she has been vaccinated.
Sure, but this is a really good point, though. There's a lot of confusion and misinformation. Lots of this can come from social media and the internet. And while it is an amazing tool for us to stay in touch and communicate and remind each other about our birthdays and all that kind of stuff, it's really good to talk to your, you know, to the health department or to your own doctor, nurse practitioner, or your own physicians and healthcare providers about the vaccine. And women should absolutely, along with men and everyone else, get this incredibly effective and one of the safest vaccinations that we've ever developed, and in a record amount of time. We have the tools to prevent this from spreading anymore, and I think we just need to use them.
One thing that keeps coming up, and we are at the break, but I want to keep going on this particular thread, is about that this is an untested, it is a provisional vaccine that the FDA has not made, taken off the provisional label. Can you address that?
Yeah, and so they're talking about the very, very seldom used emergency use authorization ability. And that the reason this happened was because of the tremendous amount of urgency. But people, I know, certainly I am relieved to know that tens of thousands of people went through testing. It's hundreds of thousands if you go across all the different vaccine types prior to this being widely made available to the public. And testing continues to be ongoing in terms of especially the effects in pregnancy, which is still recommended, by the way, by the American College of OBGYNs, but like all and younger humans and in children. So the testing is ongoing, and hundreds of thousands of people actually were monitored very closely over months and months before this ever became available widely to the public.
And one quick question about something that's in the news today. The American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending that all school children, when they return to school in the fall, wear a mask. Now, this is going to be, there could be loggerheads here between the state of Arizona and school districts that try to enforce that.
Yeah, I don't know why, again, because this is a very simple thing that you can do to prevent not only transmission of COVID, but every other type of a viral, you know, cold type of a process as well. So I support that. Of course, that's based on good science. These are smart people, and it makes a lot of sense. The other thing on school-age children is that we are just now working with, I think the county health department is working with our school districts in Pima County to offer back-to-school vaccinations, which is normal. They always do that. But in this case, they're adding the COVID-19 vaccine to that regimen. If their parents are willing, then they can get vaccinated on the way back to school, which I think is a great thing.
Okay, I did not hear that. So that will be on the menu for the shot menu. Okay.
You got it.
All right, Dr. Hines, stick around. Take a brief break here. I've got some more for you right after this. It's Buckmaster on a Monday. We'll be right back with Dr. Hines.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
When the public weighed in on the first draft of the Regional Transportation Authority Plan, The RTA responded by revising the final plan before voter approval in 2006. The RTA is preparing for a new plan for voter consideration by June 2026 and invites your input on regional transportation priorities. A draft plan will be presented for further public review. Submit your input or learn more at rtanext.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
MedCare to You is a new Tucson-based concierge telemedicine urgent care, specializing in caring for our patients in the comfort of your location. We deliver your prescriptions and even provide in-person visits with our dedicated staff. It's convenient, quick, private, and your personal information is always protected. Find out more at MedCareToYouAZ.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. We are so happy that we're getting rain, and they are getting a lot of it over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, which greens up the Gila National Wilderness. We send so many of our listeners over to that beautiful area of the Land of Enchantment, and everybody comes back and says, you know, I had a great weekend, just a three-hour drive east of Tucson. You can start your planning right now. I hope you do. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. There you will find all sorts of information about recreation opportunities and some great places to stay over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Our live line is sponsored by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. And speaking of the live line, we go back to the live line, and Pima County Supervisor Dr. Matt Hines is with us. Dr. Hines, Pima County is preparing, from what I understand, legal action against the city of Tucson over the water proposal for the differential water fees. Would you suggest maybe a different approach?
Well, and we have discussed this before. Like, the city does have control over the, you know, Tucson water regulation, and this is a process that they embarked on and voted to approve conditionally, waiting for a cost of service analysis that supports the suggested differential rate of, I believe they set it at 10%. For users of Tucson water that don't live in the city of Tucson, this is a pretty typical policy of almost every other water authority in the state. So, but the law seems pretty clear to me, not being a lawyer but a former legislator, that as long as there is a cost of service analysis that can support the action that was taken by the mayor and council, I don't see really any avenue for the county. Like, there's no legal grounds. I mean, I guess the county is a Tucson water subscriber in multiple ways, but I'm not quite sure how the county would be able to do this, and I'm not aware of any further movement on that. So I will have to I'll have to investigate and find out what exactly is going on there, because my understanding is these rates don't go into effect until December of this year, well after the cost of service analysis will be back and able to support what they've done.
We had your colleague, Supervisor Rex Scott, with us last week, and he was talking about the next RTA plan. Have you given some thought to this, Dr. Hines?
Oh, lots, absolutely. In fact, one of my four full-time staff members is a transportation policy expert, thankfully, in my office. So, with an eye toward this RTA Next plan. In fact, I heard during the break there was an RTA Next radio ad seeking a public comment, which I think is great. People should absolutely let us know what they think. It is so very important that we can't just build roads all over the place. We have to build in funding to maintain them, because I don't know about you, Bill, but I, on a regular basis, have my tires assassinated by potholes, right?
There's actually, let me point out, there is a huge, almost mini sinkhole very close to where you work on Grant, right, headed west, right before you get to the intersection of Grant and Swan. And unfortunately, we hit that one over the weekend.
Oh, no. Jeez. Oh, no. Yeah. That sounds like a particularly large one, but there are medium and smaller size versions of those everywhere. The people are speaking with one voice, I think, in this regard. They want to have maintenance. You can't just build these ribbons of asphalt and concrete all over the place. You have to build in funding, public dollars, to maintain them, or they just end up costing everyone a tire tax, right? So that's something that I hear again and again and again. Also, it's really important that, I mean, technology compared to 2006, technology has just moved in leaps and bounds. What we can do with smart street technology and all the various sensors we can use to adapt things. And, you know, these roads are built to the maximum flow of traffic, like the rush hours. Well, for us, that's an hour to hour and a half in the mornings and the evenings, not on weekends. So with all this technology we have, we can make sure to build in, we can make the streets more sensible, right? We don't have to just build streets all over the place. We need to work on mass transit. We need to work on bike paths and safe pedestrian crossings. And it's more than just ribbons of asphalt. And it has to be regional. I think even though there's some different viewpoints on exactly what should be included, everyone seems to be coming down on the page that we have to do this as a region. It can't be, the city of Tucson goes one way and Saurita goes another and the county goes another. We can't have that, because that will impair our ability to attract, retain, and grow medium and larger businesses, especially to this region.
Yeah, maintenance is going to be such a huge part. Now, I would be very surprised if that is not a part of the RTA Next plan, because everybody seems to be speaking in one voice, Dr. Hines. We need to maintain these roads. Dr. Hines, always a pleasure. We'll catch up with you in August. Stay well, and let's hope more and more people get the vaccination. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you very much, Dr. Matt Hines, Pima County Supervisor. Dr. Hines is a hospitalist. He works over at Tucson Medical Center, so he wears, like many of us do, a couple of hats, or three hats, or maybe a half dozen. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Bill Buckmaster, along with my buddy John Couch, together we say have a great afternoon, everybody.